Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Show Radio Show. Crotch Show Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. So, yes, today will not be any different. Today is MLK Jr. Day. 43 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr. was state executed. Yes, he was killed by the state. And, I just find it disgraceful that all people could think of when they think of MLK or Martin Luther King is that we get a 3-day weekend, or yay, no school. Yay. I bet a lot of people that had off today wish that more black men got themselves killed and that it turned into a national holiday. It really just sickens me that no one seems to want to remember what his sacrifice meant. What his whole life meant. And people say, oh yeah, I'm a big fan of MLK. I'm a big fan. Yes, you know, I agree with everything he said. Yeah, you know what? Duh. Racial intolerance, racial harmony, racial togetherness, it's a given. Duh. We were all created equal. That's a given. All men were created equal. Yes. Yes. Biologically, that's true. In fact, before I continue my commentary, I want to play this song. It's from the guys at Auto-Tune the News. And this is kind of inspiring. And I want to play this real quick. And, yeah. So, yeah, it's a 3-minute song, so, yeah, here you go.
Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. Let us move on in these powerful days. These days of challenge to make America what it ought to be. Some difficult days in here, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to mountaintop and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about any man. I'm not fearing any man. I've seen the glory of coming in the Lord. 1960
60 students all over the South started sitting in a mud house. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream. And taking the whole nation back to those great realms of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers. In the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, we've got some difficult things to face, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I'm into the mountaintop, and I don't know. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything, I'm not fearing anything. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. 1962, when they rose in Albany, Georgia, decided to straighten their backs up. And when all the men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere because a man can't run. Black people in Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation, brought into being the civil rights bill. Later that year in August, I've been trying to tell America about a dream that I had. We've got some difficult days in here, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know the night that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Amen. Yes, and seriously, it's and the reason why I'm bringing this up, because yesterday I called into this show, and it was supposed to be a poetry slam, and they're just talking about, oh yes, we're just gonna, oh yes, sex this, and oh, I feel sexy when my man opens up my legs and takes me in his mouth, and some, you know, some shit like this, or, you know, they're talking about, oh yeah, you know, I went clubbing, and this is the poetry. This is what our society views as important. And I'm not saying sex is pointless, because, you know what, hey, sex feels good. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, everyone enjoys a good shagging. But, you know, especially since it was Martin Luther King weekend, the focus should have been on something else. The focus should have been on something more important. Anyways, I need to give a big old shout out to a couple friends. I got Maddie and I'm gonna get yelled at because I didn't get her name. She's gonna be like, oh, he's a jerk. Well, yeah, a big shout out to Christy, big shout out to Casey, Diveman, Foxhound, Jim, Anonymous, that's probably Maddie, and her friend, I go by Amazing. Well, okay, she goes by Amazing. Eek! I'm sorry if I forgot your name. Just send me a BlackBerry message, and I will give you a proper shout out. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's just 43, again, 43 years ago, MLK Jr. was state executed. Why I say that? Because MLK was a renegade. He opposed the Vietnam War. All races were coming together, and he preached intermingling between the races. Not segregated politics. And what I mean by segregated politics is what you see by Reverend Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, who are not real leaders. They're there to keep everyone separated. To keep hating one another. Oh, we need to get this for just blacks. We need to get this. We need to get this. We need to look after our brothers and sisters, all African Americans. When really the problems in America are now affecting every race, every religion. And it's really not so much a color-based war anymore. It's really a class war. And by class war, I mean the global elites that want to kill us. And the rest of us. The rest of us. And the fact of the matter is, they're using self-care weapons. So back to this show that I was on. Back to this show I was on. They were doing a poetry slam. So I decided to call in and basically lay down some truth on them. So here, take a listen. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters.
What's up, Louis B?
What's going on, Louis B?
Hello.
Much love, much love. May God's praises be upon you.
Back at you.
Yes.
You got something you can give.
I don't know if it's a poem, mind. It's more of a statement on social comment on society.
Okay.
Poetry,
you don't have to rhyme, brother. It's just poetry.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, I'm just sick of society. With the Justin Biebers, with the Soulja Boy Tellums, with all the rap isn't even rap anymore. Music has gone down. Society has gone down. We've become too tolerant of things that just 20 years ago made us vomit. We allowed our governments to abuse us. We abuse each other. We even abuse those who try to go and improve themselves and try to educate themselves. We call them corny. We beat them. We kill them. We even kill our people of our own color. And we dare to call each other brothers. I have no hatred for whites, Asians, blacks, Jews, Muslims. Why is there fighting? Why do we care what another man or another woman does behind closed doors if it doesn't affect us? Yet we still try to tell them what to do with their lives. What does we live in the land of the free, home of the brave, but yet we cower. We allow the killing in our streets. We allow this, and we allow the killing from police officers. We allow them to kill us. We allow them to enslave us again. And yet, we still attack those who try to educate us. Like we are allergic to knowledge. We allow them to poison us through the vaccines, through our water, through our food. We lie down and just take it. Yet if someone says something bad about our mothers, we're ready to fight. Does that make sense? They're killing us with their soft kill weapons. We let them lie to us about 9/11. We let them lie to us about Iraq and Afghanistan. We allow them to lock up people for just smoking marijuana. Why? We allow, again, we allow police officers to tase us. We allow them to shoot us while we're in wheelchairs. We allow them to break our bones just for asking a question. We allow them, and we laugh when someone is tased for asking a question. I pray to God, not to save us, but to just quicken our demise. Because we don't deserve life anymore. Because we squandered it. We don't care. We are not willing to fight. We're not willing to love. Of course we're willing to fuck. We're willing to just be disgusting. We're willing to just destroy each other. Like, again, like it's a big old comedy. We know the truth. We know what's happening. But we cover our eyes. And then we see what P. Diddy is doing. We all know he killed Biggie Smalls.
Hey.
You know. We all know the government killed Tupac. We do nothing. The biggest loss is in real hip-hop. We just allow them to go. We just let everything go. I hope this allowed you all to think of something, and thank you for listening. God bless.
We appreciate you sharing, Robbie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, Busy B, man. Way to drop that knowledge on us, man.
Yes. And like that last caller said, since I'm black. So anyways, yeah, I'm sorry that the audio was coming in choppy. I'm going to upload a better quality after the show tonight. So stay tuned for that. After I was finished, they ended the show. They really ended up feeling shit about themselves, and really they should have. And a lot of people should really feel like shit right now, especially today. Instead of getting drunk, in fact, last night walking through my neighborhood here in Brooklyn, looking at all the hipsters and the yuppies going into their bars because they know they didn't have to go to work on Monday. Getting fun schnookered, getting fucking drunk, and just not, you know, like, this is how you celebrate a man that preached equality. Anyways, again, I gotta give a big shout out to Amazing. So, she's talking to me on BlackBerry Messenger, just started talking to her. She's so far a sweet girl, so. Yes. Fingers crossed. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, you gotta start questioning what's really important. I mean, let's just review. They're lying to us about 9/11. They're lying to us about about the food we drink. About the food we drink. Did I just say food we drink? The food we eat and the shit we drink. I know they're killing me with the shit that they're doing. I know I'm getting the soft kill weapons through their medicines, through their food and stuff like that. You know I gotta make some better choices so that way I'm alive to fight them when the time comes. But you know, things are so, everything is so revolves around pop culture that most people don't know what the fuck is real. Everyone thinks that when they think Martin Luther King, they think, oh shit, it's time to go to Macy's for the white sale. In fact, that's the oldest joke, the white sale, where you could buy some white sheets from Macy's. That's like one of the oldest jokes. On MLK, you could go to Macy's and get yourself a white sheet. Ha ha ha, I get it. I mean, hell, you watch TV. The Martin Luther King said, King Jr. said they sale. Go to Kohl's and buy, consume. Hell, Soulja Boy Tell 'em's new CD is coming out on MLK Day, yo. That's right. Talk about freaking coming on the girl's back and putting a towel on it so it sticks. Yeah, classy. Classy on Martin Luther King Day. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I mean, and he was killed because he was anti-war. I mean, what would he say today? What would he tell us today? I mean, oh crap, I just burned through my whole rant in 30 minutes, didn't I? Yes, I did. Oh, I'm such a schmuck. I mean, the man was consistent, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, despite the rumors that he had extramarital affairs, I mean, that really doesn't matter. I don't care what the man did behind closed doors. I mean, as long as he wasn't hurting anybody, well, I guess he was hurting his wife, if it is true. If it is true, but hey, he's dead, she's dead, they're buried together forever, so it's a moot point right now. That's moot. Let's just worry about what he did as far as civil rights and anti-war peace movement is concerned. I mean, as a preacher, he would have to have been, I mean, anti-war. If you're a preacher and you're for war, then you're not a real preacher. I mean, especially when you read Isaiah 2:4. And I don't want to get all preachy because, you know, I know how if you start bringing religion, everyone's like, oh no, the Bible's wrong. The Bible was written by men. The Bible this, the Bible that. The Bible was bad for you. The Bible this. You know, look. I don't give a damn what other fake preachers, how they use the Bible as a goddamn terrorist handbook. It happens. It happens. They use people use the Bible as a terrorist handbook, and it is wrong. So besides that, just let me read this paragraph here. This is again from Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4. And he will certainly render judgment among the nations and set matters straight respecting many people. And they will have to beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning shears. Nation will not lift up sword against nation. Neither will they learn war anymore. Again, Martin Luther King was a preacher. As a preacher, he would have known these words. So of course he was going to be anti-war. And of course he was going to be an enemy to the establishment because they needed cannon fodder. Especially colored cannon fodder. Yeah. It's still well known that they'll send the minorities into the front lines first. Yeah, they're the ones that catch the bullets and make it easier for the other guys to come in and get all the glory. Oh, you're dead. Ha ha. Well, there you go. What you get is a casket draped with the American flag. The American flag owned by corporations that don't give a shit about you. Oh, but be sure to buy that nice thing from Walmart that's made in China. Oh, and while you're eating that apple that was grown in China. Yes. In fact, speaking about Walmart, I just got a postcard from Walmart. Because for the past 10 years, Walmart has been trying to open up a store in New York City. And you might be saying, oh, Louis B's going on a tangent. Louis B's going on a tangent here. No, I want to keep it on pertinent issues. These are real pressing issues that affect everyone. And that's what MLK Day should be about, is going after the real issues, just tearing down attacking the New World Order. This should be a day where people go after the New World Order, because again, the New World Order killed Martin Luther King because of his beliefs, because what he was accomplishing. And they don't want nobody like that. In fact, James Burns. This just in from James Burns. He sent me an article from Raw Story, which reading the headline, Pentagon official, Martin Luther King would support Iraq and Afghan wars, which, again, is a total contradiction to him opposing the Vietnam War. Of course he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have. He opposed the Vietnam War. Why the fuck would he oppose? Why the fuck would he support Iraq and Afghanistan? He wouldn't. He wouldn't. In fact, you know, I know this is not, you know, any documentary sort of thing. But if you've seen the episode of The Boondocks with Martin Luther King, definitely check it out. I'll try to post the link on the blog tonight. In fact, he tells this speech in the show. There's this speech he says, and it's so true. It's so true. And I think if he was still alive, he would be this honest and he would be this brutal to not just his own people, to not just African Americans or blacks. He would just talk down to all of us. Hell, I mean, what would Thomas Jefferson say? Well, he owned slaves. Oops, yeah. I mean, what would Martin Luther King say? So here, take a listen. This is a Martin Luther King speech from Boondocks. The character Martin Luther King, not the actual Martin Luther King. So, yeah.
Excuse me, brothers and sisters, please. If someone could just turn off.
King looked out on his people and saw they were in great need. So he did what all great leaders do. He told them the truth.
Will you ignorant niggas please shut the hell up?
He just said what I think he said.
Is this it? This is what I got all those ass whoopings for? I had a dream once. It was a dream that little black boys and little black girls would drink from the river of prosperity, freed from the thirst of oppression. But lo and behold, some four decades later, what have I found but a bunch of trifling, shiftless, good-for-nothing niggas. And I know some of you don't want to hear me say that word. It's the ugliest word in the English language. But that's what I see now. Niggas. And you don't want to be a nigger. Because niggas are living contradictions. Niggas are full of unfulfilled ambitions. Niggas wax and wane. Niggas love to complain. Niggas love to hear themselves talk but hate to explain. Niggas love being another man's judge and jury. Niggas procrastinate until it's time to worry. Niggas love to be late. Niggas hate to hurry. Black entertainment television is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Usher, Michael Jackson is not a genre of music. And now I'd like to talk about soul playing. I've seen what's around the corner. I've seen what's over the horizon. And I promise you, you niggas have nothing to celebrate. And no, I won't get there with you. I'm going to Canada.
That's right. And that episode was so good because it turned out to be a dream. But, you know, in the episode, it turned out to just be a dream, but he, it inspired the revolution. And I'm kind of hoping it inspires a revolution for everyone, not just African Americans. I'm hoping it inspires everyone to just realize what's happening to them. In fact, today I watched this short film. It was an animated short film called The American Dream, and it goes to talk about how our economy has been hijacked, and basically how we need to do something about it or else America is doomed. And not just Black America or White America or Latin America or Jewish America or Muslim America, all America. I mean, the fact that the sooner we realize that there's no such thing as anything that divides us, as soon as they realize that that religion doesn't have to separate, as soon as we realize that, thank you, Miguel, he put that short film in the chat room. It's a 30-minute thing. In fact, go to their website. Buy the DVD. I'm gonna buy the DVD because it's just like eight bucks and change for the DVD and for them to send it to you. So it's really cheap. So and these guys did such a good job that they deserve the business. They deserve it. And again, the DVD is just it's cheap. It's like what? Try to find that link for you. The American Dream by the Provocateur Network. Yeah, I mean it really pissed me the fuck off. It really just pissed me off watching this because it really educates you. In fact, check it out, theamericandreamfilm.com. Check that out. They actually have a lot of stuff. Click the knowledge if you want it broken down. The financial system broken down and explained. They do a good job. Oh, look at that. The DVD with shipping and handling included, $8.48. $8.48. That's nothing. I would say buy a couple, pass it around. I mean, this doesn't look like to be no Alex Jones type operation here. I hope it isn't, but really, just check him out. Go to theamericandreamfilm.com. Click the buy film thing. $8.48, you can't go wrong. And also, while you're doing it, just click around. I mean, look, they have it. Their mission is end the Fed. Dead the Fed. Yeah, and the Federal Reserve. And, really, I've gotten into, really big arguments with my aunt. She works for the Federal Reserve. And I try explaining all this crap to her. She's like, oh, no, Tim Geithner's a good guy. Henry Paulson, I met him. He's good. He's a nice guy. Really? It's like, but look what you're doing. They're not. Even she knows that they're not. They're a privately owned bank. She knows it's a privately owned bank, but hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And you know what? So I mean, I've gotten into arguments with my own family. They're like, "You're insane. You're crazy." And they hate the fact that I get all smart mouth, and I'm like, "You don't really think I'm nuts, because if you thought I was nuts, you wouldn't talk to me." I would have been run out of this family McLeod was run out of his clan in Highlander. Go ahead, watch Highlander. You know what I mean. When Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod in Highlander was kicked out because, he was killed in battle, but he came back to life, so they thought he was a demon, and they ran him out because, they thought, he was a witch and shit, so. Yes. I'm a geek. What do you expect? I am immortal. So, yeah. Of the Clan McLeod. Yes. So, we're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Kicking the issues in the balls. Yes. We're gonna go. Should I do it again? Should I play that song again? No. No, we're gonna play This Is, nah, man. Nah, fuck it. I'm gonna play Martin Luther King Sings Again. We'll be right back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. Let us move on in these powerful days. These days of challenge to make America what it ought to be. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to Monte Carlo and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. 1960, students all over the South started sitting in at lunch house. I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream. Taking the whole nation back to those great realms of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory.
Yep, that was, again, that was by the guys at Auto-Tune the News, Shmoyoho, on YouTube, Auto-Tune the News, so that way they make it sound like Martin Luther King is singing his speech. And it's really powerful. In fact, during Black History Month, next month, I'm going to be playing it, just starting off the show, so just to keep people, focused on what's really important. To at least focus on what's really important. Like to give a big shout out to Miguelito. He's listening right now with his boy Mike. Mike, thanks for visiting the site. In fact, let me do this correctly. Michael Sterlacci, thanks for listening to the show. Like to get into this article that James Burns of Freedom Files sent. This is again from therawstory.com. Pentagon official Martin Luther King would support Iraq and Afghan wars. An Obama administration official said that nonviolent icon, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., would understand and recognize the need for the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan if he were alive today. Well, he would be alive today if you didn't kill him, you sons of bitches. Yeah, sons of bitches. In a speech commemorating the late hero days before Martin Luther King Jr. Day, on Monday, the Department of Defense's General Counsel, J.C. Johnson, imputed highly questionable views to the civil rights leader. I believe that if Dr. King were alive today, he would recognize that we live in a complicated world and that our nation's military should not and cannot lay down its arms and leave the American people vulnerable to terrorist attack. And you know what? Again, that is such a stupid-ass argument because no one said you can't defend yourself. No one says that. But the thing is, again, if I'm quoting Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, if we weren't fucking around in their countries and killing them and dropping bombs on them and starving them, they... Well, again, I mean, again, 9/11 was an inside job, but really, before I realized that 9/11 was an inside job, even I knew that they attacked us because they hate our freedoms argument was bullshit. I mean, yeah, I hated Muslims back then, before I learned the truth. Because I was like, oh, fuck those Muslims, let's kill them all, turn that whole fucking place into glass, fuck them. You know, I was like everyone else after 9/11, fucking pissed the hell off. Fucking depressed. Fucking crying over freaking people that died. And even I knew. They did this in this was retaliation. This wasn't an attack. You know, first strike, mind you. This was payback for years and years. You know, back then, before I found out that 9/11 was an inside job, that criminal elements within our government and the criminal elements within the Israeli government worked together to do this. In order to have endless wars in the Middle East. And look what's going on now. Why the fuck are we in Iraq still? In fact, why are we in Afghanistan? Bin Laden has been dead, and he's been reported dead for many years. Hamid Karzai, the puppet president of Afghanistan, even said that he attended the funeral of Osama bin Laden. Benazir Bhutto, who was assassinated, the first female prime minister of Pakistan. You know, she said that he's been dead. Why the hell are we in Afghanistan? Mission accomplished, right? But we're wasting money in Iraq. We're the weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, we're still there. Oh, well, because we got insurgents. No, you guys got freedom fighters that don't want you in your country. Why? Because, like, the many released WikiLeaks, the WikiLeaks video showing that you're killing innocent people and giggling about it and shooting at vans full of children. Oh, my God. Yeah, like, it's hilarious. Like, fuck them, they're just ragheads. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Yeah, Dr. King would agree. Yeah, of course he would agree with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Yeah, especially because we're doing such a lovely job there. General Johnson, you are today's douchebag. of the universe. In fact, let me properly give you your award. Where is it? Why can I never find the douchebag award when I fucking need it? Oh well. Screw it. Here he is, the biggest douche in the universe. In all the galaxy, there's no bigger douche than you. You reach the top, the pinnacle of douchedom. Good going, douche, your dreams have come true. There you go, I sang it a cappella for you. There you go. In fact, I got a caller. How you doing? You're live.
What's up, man? How's it going?
What's up? Who this?
This is John, man.
John, what do you want to talk about, John?
Well, always talk about Martin Luther King. Brings up the same topic for me every year. You know, he plagiarized all of his speeches. I'm not sure if you're aware. There's a website that discusses that thoroughly. It's
Look. Okay, all right. The man wasn't perfect. If he did, then shame on him. But look what he did with those speeches, though. Look what he has accomplished. Look what he actually stood for. Of course, I mean, you know, the legend doesn't always live up to the actual figure. Because I actually brought it up. He was
having sex with young Jewish girls.
Well, I don't know about young Jewish girls, but I just spoke about how he was having extramarital affairs, of course. But again, I mean, look what he stood for. Look what he was trying to accomplish. Look, I mean, you know, just at this point,
that's like Jesus saying, you know, follow me, and then in the back, you know, he's like banging a bunch of little Jews, you know.
Well, of course, but you gotta follow the message, you know, at this point, and accept the man, you know?
Yeah,
Martin Luther King was not the son of God. He was a fallible human being. He wasn't perfect. Of course, he's a sinner. We're all sinners.
What if he was one of those other prophets? I mean, I'm sorry, not prophets. What if he was not like one of those other activists that was just using drugs and got their inspiration from drugs?
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, there's plenty of accusations on him saying that he was an avid coke user, used a lot of LSD.
Again, but look what he preached, though. I mean, look, again, I've never heard that he used LSD or coke. You know, I'm not going to try to defend Martin Luther King for stuff. I mean, I'm not saying the man should be worshipped. I'm not saying worship Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day. I'm just saying keep your mind on what's really important.
Yeah, but now he's given all these niggers.
He's
now, like,
dead. All, oh, okay. Yeah. I know.
Of empowerment, you know.
Okay, let me guess. Adrian Lamo.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, okay.
You're just a nigger.
Yeah, all right. All righty. I knew it. Anyways, the founders weren't perfect either, like James Burns just sent me. Well, Wunderbar. Yeah, that's the guy that's been giving me the COINTELPRO prank calls to my phone. So, you know, he's one of my biggest fans calling my show, and, you know, he wanted to be acknowledged, so I hope he has a nice big old, you know, erection in his pants right now. So, congratulations, sir. I recognize his voice. I was like, okay, where is he gonna go with this? Where is he gonna go with this? And then, you know, yeah. Thanks for the ratings, asshole. So, goodness, again, if anybody really wants to call in, excuse me, damn, I hate this cold, man. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 724-444-7444, extension 23 780, and then you press 1 pound. Again, the number is 724-444-7444, extension 23980, and then you put 1 pound. And let me guess, he's back. Let me see. Alright, you're back.
Remember our good times, man?
Yeah, okay. Don't feed the trolls. Yeah, yay. You know, it's cool. It's cool that, it's cool that I'm getting big enough that I actually have trolls, so. Anyways, yeah. Moving on, what else we got? We got 10 minutes left to the show. So, again, let me go back to this article here. And I just fucking why did I close out that article? Alright. Talking about, General Johnson talking about Martin Luther King would agree with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Johnson claimed U.S. service members are helping people of Iraq and Afghanistan, noting that Dr. King spoke out in favor of acts of kindness. Yeah, they're helping them die. Yeah, they're helping them die faster. Yeah, you know, your life is too rough, so, bang bang, you're whatever. I think at this point they would be in better shape if they kept their puppet in power and alive. This just in. Oh, and raping Afghan women. That's a huge sign of kindness when you're raping women and you're filming it and you're friggin' disgracing men and pointing at their crotches. Like, it's hilarious. Yes, of course. Yes. Yes, Martin Luther King would approve of that. Of treating other human beings like garbage. Like, seriously, what the hell are they thinking? I draw the parallel to our own servicemen and women deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere, away from the comfort of conventional jobs, their families, and their homes, Johnson said, adding that the dangerous unselfishness of the troops would make Dr. King proud. Again, he's hiding the fact of the atrocities that have been done. And the fact that they send minorities into the front lines as fucking cannon fodder. Yep. Yep, okay, we got another caller. It's probably him again. And go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
Negative.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, what? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Remember when you prank called Georgia cops? Remember that? Wasn't that funny?
No, I didn't prank the Georgia cops.
Yeah, you did. Remember, you did it on the air, too.
I didn't prank the Georgia cops.
Yeah, you thought it was them, and you called the Georgia police.
If I called the Georgia...
Remember Jesus was going around killing little Jews? Remember that?
Yeah.
And then Martin Luther King Gay came in R. Kelly's face. He just, oh, yeah, busted that nut. Busted that nut up on that bitch. Busted that nut up on that nigger. Busted that little nut. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was doing the dirty, nigga. Doing the dirty on that nigga. Busting up all of them nuts, nigga. All three of his fucking testicles. All up in R. Kelly's mouth. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the niggers did 9/11. It was nigger sweat. Yeah. Obama let it all go down. The nigger sweat was dripping all down the Twin Towers as they burned. Remember that?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! You're cool!
Nikita.
Fuck you! I'm out!
There you go. And it's not even funny. It's just not even funny, though. He has no finesse. It's like, it really, you know, He has absolutely no style whatsoever. None. None whatsoever. It's just like, okay, yeah, I'm just going to say nigger for the sake of saying nigger. Oh my God. I'm such a genius. Oh my God. You know, dude, that you're such a disappointment. You're not even entertaining. It's just pointless. It's the pointlessness of the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, at least if you're gonna prank me, at least do, you know, be funny about it. Can you be funny? I mean, cause when I prank other people's shows, at least I'm funny. At least I friggin' bring, I add something. Even when I'm being semi-serious, I actually end up adding to the show and making people think. You're just being, it's just, you're killing brain cells. You know, you're wasting whatever talent you have. You really should look in the mirror, and I mean, he's probably catching the rod, jerking off. He's like, oh my God, he's talking about me, he remembers me. You know? Yeah, I'm not gonna make any assumptions. I'm not gonna say the same horseshit. Like, oh, he lives in the basement. He lives in his mama's basement. Yeah, no, I don't know who he is. All I know about him is that he hides. He hides, you know, and he tells lame ass jokes, and it's sad. It really is. You know. I mean, and he's not making a difference. I could pretty much guess that correct. He's not making a difference. In fact, most people that attack me are not making a difference. They're not doing anything. They only work for themselves. It's sad. It really is sad. You know, you're not funny. You don't add any value. You're a coward, obviously, because you're not, you know, again. So, oh well. What are you gonna do? I mean, you're just legitimizing me, really, because, you know, the only people that get attacked are the people that are, you know, are doing the right thing, really. Excuse me. But anyways, we got 3 minutes left to show, and I just want to close. I want to just reiterate my point. Focusing on what's important and fighting for what's right, it should be the main focus on Martin Luther King Day. Not buying some tchotchke from Sears, Kohl's, or Walmart, you know. In fact, look, if you're African American, you should really be insulted by the fact that they use Martin Luther King Day and the three-day weekend, as a time for drinking and going out and partying and slutting it up, and just have no thoughts on the sacrifices Martin Luther King made, despite whatever mistakes he's made, whatever he did wrong. The fact of the matter is, his message, the idea. That was relayed from Martin Luther King, no matter whether it was, again, because ideas are bulletproof. Ideas are bulletproof. So, I mean, I will defend the idea. I'm not going to defend the man, but the idea that all men are created equal, that we all should be free. That it's now it's a bigger issue than just white, black, and Hispanic. It's a bigger issue than Christian, Jew, and Muslim. It's a bigger issue. And the fact of the matter is, we need to find out who the real enemies are. Like the Zionists, like the Freemasons. Like the Rothschilds, like the Bilderbergs, like the Trilateral Commission, like the CFR, like the United Nations. Those are the enemies. Those are the people that are trying to hurt us. And fighting amongst ourselves because we don't have the same color. And the fact that we revel in our own ignorance is just just disgusting. Ah, the Royals. Thank you, James. The Royals. So anyways, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Like to thank everyone for listening today. Come back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. It a big shout out to Casey, Diveman, Jim, Miguel, Mike, Christy, Amazing, and Maddie. Like to thank you for listening today. Come back tomorrow. And, so this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, saying mahalo. And where's my exit music? Where's my exit music? Oh, no, that's the moose. Oops. Yep, my bad. And where is it? Oh, goodness. Trying to find the damn exit music. Where's my fucking exit music? Can't find my exit music. Oh, man, where is it? Ugh. Oh, here it is. Good night, everybody.